You're going to call a meeting to September 20th on an emergency meeting for the street improvements.
So just we'll hand it over to Justin Black with SEH.
All right. Thanks, Mayor and Council. We met with the contractor last week and took a look at the driveway apron out there. The solution that we came up with was to add about 2 feet of concrete behind the existing apron. We would dowel it or pin it into that existing concrete so that it doesn't move, right, exactly. And then we would raise that concrete up so that on this picture, I've come back about this point right here where I'm kind of tracing my hand across. The concrete would come up ever so slightly. About where it matched in would be about 2 or 2.5 inches higher than that existing gravel, and that would give it slope back towards the gutter. The contractor would dig that out, put the excess gravel behind there, do that concrete work, and be done all in one day. They wouldn't do it in halves. We'd notify the homeowners. They'd just park on the street for a few days, use the higher end concrete. We did get a price for that. $1,500 for doing that work. One thing I should mention before we go any further with that is we have assembled all the quantities on the project and measured where we're at. The project is going to come in over $30,000 under budget. So that's probably something to take into consideration as we're kind of wrestling with what to do here. We're going to be over $30,000 on our budget. There was just a number of things we were able to save some money on. And on these types of projects, because there are unknowns, like what we ran into on the project, we usually build a little contingency into the quantities, and we didn't need to use that on this project. Overall, I think things really went well. But getting back to the matter at hand, $1,500, they would complete it in the next 2 weeks. And I did not talk to the homeowner, but I think, Jeremy, you gave him a call.
Yeah, I called and explained to him what we were looking to do and said that was probably our best and easiest solution. And he said that basically he would be fine with that as long as the engineer, you know, had brought forth the idea. So he doesn't seem to think that'll be a problem. The only concern we really, you know, had is when we discussed it was the fact is that in here we'll have to taper it off to match existing curb. So it'll get tapered off there a bit, but we feel it'll be enough of a push that it'll keep it from running down, you know, the curb there. I mean, you might get a little backtrack there, but we think the majority of it, that being up a couple of inches, will stay and go this way. And we also looked at the street. And this street here on Jacob does crown. So it does run slightly this way. So I don't think all the water coming from that street or the other street really, unless we're talking crazy heavy amount of driving rain, which you're not going to avoid. So.
Now I think his major problem is just because the street goes downhill from the north there, from north to south. It goes downhill, and it comes right around that curve and just goes straight that way.
Well, here's where we could see the washout, right?
Yeah. I've
been looking at it since I've been walking past it. It's because that little bit of a lip there must have kept it going straight and through in the past. And now that it's not there, it just kind of turns the corner and keeps going that way.
Yep. I agree. But with putting that panel in there and having it come up a couple inches, it's probably going to be better than what it was before from the standpoint of even the heavier rain.
See, then his only concern was then we'll, you know, we match, and I said, yes, we'll match that and level that off with the private drive with, it won't be cement, but it'll be the gravel will, the red rock will make it so it's,
Right. And then, like we talked the other night, I mean, there's going to be a little bit of a bump there. There has to be. I mean, that's the only way around it. But we're talking, you know, a couple of inches, so it's not significant.
Then I think that'll be somehow tied together when that's put in, right?
Yes.
To keep it from.
We will dowel, they'll put metal dowel bars into that existing concrete, which is common practice for this type of work. We'll actually drill holes in the middle of all bars in there, and then those two pieces will become one, essentially. Mm-hmm. So it'll all hang together.
I think that'll be sufficient, and that'll end that problem, so that'll be one more thing out of the way, finally. If that's good.
Yeah, I think it's a good fix.
Is there any motion on that?
Do we want to approve that and draft that up as a change order?
That might be best. If you want to approve it as a change order tonight, yep. I'll draft up a change order and then draw it for signature. But I think just a motion would be sufficient.
Okay. So it would be change order 4?
I move to draft a change order for the proposed fix of the street at 530, the private drive at 530 Jacob Street to include a 2-foot.
What is it?
Apron?
No, the address.
610, I think it is.
Is it 610? It says 530.
It said 530 up there, but I think it is 610.
I don't know if I've got it written.
416 Jacob.
416 Jacob, to include 2 feet of concrete and the necessary gravel backdrop for the $1,500 quote that the contractor gave us.
Second. Motion made and seconded to go ahead with change order number 4 on the street improvements to on the cement apron on the back and dowel pin and gravel and get her done.
All in favor?
All in favor.
Aye.
Nay. Opposed. Whatever. Okay, good. Passed.
All right. Yes.
Very good.
Very good. One other thing that I'll mention, on this particular project, we just had part-time inspection, so we didn't have someone out there all the time. But last year, we did have Al Hahn out here a little bit more than what we had anticipated. Part of it was we made a few changes to the park, we added some curb, and just looking at our engineering budget on the project, if we could request another $1,800 in engineering fee because of some of the extra inspection work we did. And part of that is why we came in on the budget. We really watched the quantities closely and make sure that we're following the guidebook. But I guess I'd make that request to the council.
Any debate on that?
Just so we can review a special meeting to address that?
Yeah, because we said the street project, so anything pertaining to the street project. We would be able to do it here too.
You have a full council and everybody here for that kind of a deal. Do it next Tuesday. Put it on the agenda to protect next Tuesday.
Is that sufficient enough time to be able to do final?
Yep.
Okay. I will add to the 9:27 meeting.
That would be change order number 5 then?
No.
No, that would just be.
It's an extra fee. It's not a change order.
All right.
And didn't mean to spring it on me tonight, but I thought as long as we're talking about the project and, like I said, we had someone out here a little bit more than what we budgeted and, which turned out to be a good thing.
Yeah, and I think a lot of that with the additional engineering fees was because of the changes made and the cuts. You know, a lot of it was cuts.
A lot of it was cuts on
$3,000. Right.
So. Alright. Very good.
Alright.
That's all I have for you.
And Timberline I had on the emergency meeting too, but just a quick update on that is kind of we're looking at the feasibility right now. That's what you're putting together.
Right.
One of the things that was brought up, that Brian brought up to me is if he buys less than an acre, then can we avoid having to deal with the stormwater issues?
I believe so. So we should route that back to the county. I don't know if Jeremy Ford, the email from Carver County, Paul Maloney did say as the project sits now they wouldn't need stormwater ponds, stormwater treatment. So we were right on track there. If they made a change, I would say we'd run it back by the county and see if we can do something in a smaller change scope. The other thing that we talked about at the last meeting was the driveway entrances. And it was very surprising to me the county's response. They kind of turned it back to the city.
Yeah.
Because we're on the edge of the city, they would rely on our input. So that was really surprising.
Very surprising.
Yeah.
So from that standpoint, I think we've got some issues to wrestle with, and we can take a look for the future meeting.
Yep.
But right now, I think Brian has a good idea of of some of the hoops that he has to jump through. I know he wants to fast track this.
Yeah.
But because we're talking about more than just the city of Hanover, Carver County's involved, of course,
yeah,
on a couple different levels, it's going to take some time.
Mm-hmm. I know you've forwarded a number of emails in regards to the answers I could have. And I don't recall seeing this answer in the emails, but in regards to the road itself, the turn lanes and things of that nature, has was that, where are we at, or where, what are our thoughts, or has it
They didn't say anything about turn lanes. I guess we didn't specifically ask, that you was more focused on the number of driveways. But I would think if they wanted turn lanes, they would have said you can have as many driveways as you want, but you need turn lanes. Part of that might be the nature of the business. It's probably not a high volume. You know, if it was a McDonald's where you got drive through traffic,
yeah,
and you got 1,000 cars a day, then we probably want to turn lane.
I think we run across this before with the Daymark.
Well, when we had that, that's why I'm super surprised. I'll be honest, I'm really surprised with the response that we got back from the county public works department there.
Well, Chris, we can circle back with a follow-up question and just say, yeah, okay, we understand that the number of access points are in our jurisdiction, but what about turn lanes? Yeah. And maybe a follow-up question to that, which I know you asked earlier, Jeremy, is curb and gutter.
Yeah.
You know, is that something that's important? So I think that we can circle back with those couple of questions at the county level, see what kind of response they give us.
I think, we had talked about on Daymark's back there, that if it was in the city limits, and being that the 30 mile an hour speed limit is down farther, you don't need a turn lane. And I think that's what happened at Daymark.
Well, my concern is not having turn lanes here.
Seriously.
And they're coming out. People are doing about 30,
yeah,
and then they're giving her about there.
Yeah.
So that, and I think, from what I understand, and I don't know, maybe Chris can elaborate and the rest of the council, but it seems like the county left it open to us to decide, right, how we wanted to deal with it. That's kind of the impression I got from the letter, so.
Right, that's the impression I got too. So I think there'll be some decisions you need to make.
Is that going to fall back on that agreement that we had with the road going through town? Does that fall back on that?
That's just maintenance, so.
Oh, okay. I didn't know.
Yeah, that's just the maintenance contract. If they ever get that resolved, I don't know what they're doing with that.
Well, and the big way to think about that area too is it does go from 30 to 50 and 50 back down to 30. Not only that, but if we're going to make that our new industrial park, we're not going to attract any industry if there's not going to be a way to get the semis in and out of there. Right now with that road, I don't see it as viable enough to make that turn
right out. To get in and out.
Now, granted, Timberline's not looking to have a bunch of semis come in, and the mini storage wouldn't have a bunch of semi usage. But we gotta think 5 and 10 years down the road what this thing's gonna look like. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't want them, to leave the town. You know, I think they're a very good employer and a good business partner in town. But at the same token, we just need to think about the future growth of that area. Because if people start hearing we're developing that area, we might get inquiries sooner than later. And if we don't have all the reduction on it, if we set it up right initially, we
may miss another opportunity.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the last meeting I told you I was going to get you a proposal for engineering services to do a kind of a concept plan. I don't have that tonight.
Yeah, that'd be fine.
And the next meeting was in next company, Susan?
Next Tuesday.
Okay.
So that's Tuesday, the
27th.
Jeremy, when would you like it packet?
If you can get it to me by Friday, that'd be great. But
I don't think it's tomorrow.
9 o'clock tonight?
Yeah. Okay, so to Jeremy by Friday.
End of the day Friday would be good.
Friday the 23rd, I'll say 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
Pretty good. That's all I have. We'll just see you next week.
Sounds good.
Right.
Super. Thanks, Justin.
Thank you.
Justin, thanks. I guess I'm looking for a motion to close the emergency meeting on the street.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Now we're looking for a motion.